This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. And if you go to his website, that's the same place you can buy the vitamins that I do. I really like Dr. Shealy's vitamins. His youth formula, absolutely fabulous. And I have a quick announcement. Friday, hour number one, I'm going to open the lines. I'm going to do something that I don't think has ever been done on the radio. And I'm going to invite our dissenters, our detractors, to give us a call and criticize what they don't like. Because they certainly do it on the internet behind the keyboard. And I'm going to invite them to come on the air and do it the way we do it. And I'm going to give them all the rights and privileges that our instructors have while they're on the air. And they can follow the same rules that the instructors have. So if they want to call and complain, that'd be Friday, hour number two. It'll probably be just me. And you can say whatever you'd like. And here are the rules. The same rules that all of our instructors abide by. Number one, you have to be polite. Number two, you have to use your real name. Number three, you're going to have to say, you're going to have to give us your contact information. You know how we can get in touch with you. And no profanity. It's as simple as that. So, if you'd like to call, certainly do that. Tell our engineer who you are. And why don't you give your phone number so I can use it. Dr. Shealy just gave out his phone number. I used to give out mine until the detractors started harassing our instructors, so I don't do that anymore. So, just do it the way we did it. Don't hide behind that keyboard. And say whatever you like, but just be polite. And so, open invitation to all of our dissenters and detractors, you know, and trolls on the internet. You're invited to come on the radio with me. Now, bear in mind, if you don't come on, we're going to mention that you didn't have the courage to come on. And if you do come on, you get to say whatever you want.
Matt, you're terrific.
Well, I really mean it. I'd like to hear from these guys. I mean, they're like the one sentence wonder or the one phrase wonder. They like hit and run. And I'm challenging them to say more than just the hit and run. I'm challenging them to be be more than the peeping Tom. Actually, say who they are, you know, the way we do. Because I don't think they have a courage. So I'm calling them out. And let's see what happens. So, Dr. Shealy, I did a little bit of... any comments on that, Dr. Shealy, before we continue?
Well, I think great.
To 1985?
You know, as a Sagittarian, you know, I'm the bloodiest person mm-hmm. that I know. But it must be Sagittarian time for you.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So I'm wondering, you know, last night I was thinking while I was sleeping, what the heck happened 35 years ago to cause this, to literally cause mid-30-year-olds to not be able to cope, to melt down, to lose it? What happened? So here are the inventions that I found from the 1980s. Okay. So, Prozac, that's one. The Apple Macintosh, that's another one. CD-ROMs, that's another one. the disposable camera. Now, you could buy a Fuji disposable camera. Think about how stupid that is, right? You buy a camera with a lens and a shutter and all the mechanism, and you take your 20 pictures and you have it developed and you throw away the camera. It's beyond reasonable, if you ask me, but I made them. And then the mobile phone. That was in 1983. The disposable contact lens. The hepatitis B vaccine. That was 1986. The artificial heart. We mentioned Prozac. DNA fingerprinting. The camcorder. Now, some of the other important inventions of the 1980s. MS-DOS. That'd be Microsoft DOS, disk operating system. Doppler radar. Apple came out with a more powerful computer. They called it the Apple Lisa, L-I-S-A. Then RU486, the abortion pill. Now think about the nomenclature of that abortion pill, RU486. R, the letter R, the letter U, and then the number 486. Now think about that. So R could be A-R-E, R. U could be replaced with the word Y-O-U, R-U. 4 could be replaced with the word F-O-R, R-U-4, meaning R-U-Pro, what? 86. 86 is the military term for throw it away. Dispose of it. Put it in the trash. Nomenclature for the abortion pill, R-U-486. Any comments on that, Dr. Shuley?
I love the way you think. But... I find it very interesting that both Microsoft and Apple are prominent in that. So the whole essentially modern computer use began to replace common sense in many respects, and the typewriter and the handwritten notes. And then, of course, the whole cell phone, which from the beginning I thought was only for emergencies.
Yeah, I remember getting a call in 1985 from a guy. I was at the bank, and he called from down the street, saying that, you know, he was coming up to see me in my office. So, you know, he used his $3 a minute cell phone in his car. He had a car phone, you know, with an antenna attached to his car. So that was relatively new. Wow, he could call from his car. Wow, that's amazing. And that was in the mid-1980s. Then, so when you talk about the Apple computer, it had a different operating system. You could point and click with the mouse. Before that, it was MS-DOS, and you'd use keystrokes, letters and numbers and special characters, and you'd have to type them in to make the computer do something. Well, Apple developed the point and click Mac operating system. And it's alleged that Bill Gates and Microsoft stole it. And that became Windows. So then Windows came out in 1985. Synthetic skin came out. Then the first 3D video game in 1987. Human growth hormone, 1982. High definition television, late 80s, 1989. Scanning tunneling microscope, 81. Indiglo nightlight, that was in 1988. And the space shuttle, 1981. So those are some of the highlights of what happened in the 1980s. That set the stage for what happened in the 90s as these children of 1985 or so grew up. So the technology boom started right there. That's when it really exploded. And Apple and the cell phones were right there. The video games. How many children were exposed to this alternate, I don't know, maybe you could call it artificial reality, synthetic reality, video games, playing these, kill them, blow them up, shoot them, killed too many, let's reset, or didn't kill enough, let's hit the reset and kill some more. The military got involved with using these video games to desensitize the soldiers about murder and mayhem and blood and gore and guts. So I think that there's something there that started this mess. And then these 35-year-old types raise children. And they're really a mess. Not all of them, but way too many. Way too many. And Dr. Shuley, the last couple of days I've been doing two major things. One was I've been baling hay, going round and round in circles with the tractor. I baled, I think, about 80,000 pounds of hay over the weekend. When I wasn't doing that, I was on a scaffold spackling. And I was thinking, how many young people do I know who can finish sheetrock, meaning tape and spackle the joints and finish them so that you know, ready for paint? How many? The only ones I know are, you know, for sure that can do that are our children. I don't know anyone else. I've never met anyone else that, you know, as a young person that can do that. And I was thinking about that. So I think our public school system has failed us. How come young people don't know how to do that? Why? So I think we've forgotten to teach them skills. What actually are we teaching them? I think the parents ought to go to the school system and find out exactly what in the heck your children are learning besides how to kick a ball and hit a ball and chase the guy with the ball. How are they learning life skills? What are they learning about life skills? And I'll bet you it's precious little. Dr. Shuley, do you think that we've hit on what the genesis of this mess that we're in is, meaning the beginning of the cell phone, the beginning of the point-and-click computers? Easy to do.
Well, there's one other possibility, and it is all related to some extent, and that is the increase in Wi-Fi signals in the air. Many of these things are associated with this background of constant electromagnetic signals from satellites, and that really didn't exist until then. And so somehow, you know, we've got this remarkable increase in artificial electromagnetic energy, and now we're about to go from 1G to 5G. And so it may be related to that.
And with 5G, we're talking about millimeter wavelengths, very, very short wavelengths, very, very high frequency, DNA disruptors. And Elon Musk, who I think is one of the most dangerous people on the planet, wants to put 20,000 satellites in space continuously, beaming down, transmitting down these 5G wavelengths. All over the planet, everywhere, no escape. And my understanding is these wavelengths are so short, they get around, they'll go through concrete, they'll go through glass, they'll go through walls, they'll go through steel. There's no escape, no escape. And these guys want to do this. And they are allowed to walk around freely. They are threatening the entire planet, these people who are doing this. And I don't understand how they can, I don't know, have freedom. I don't understand that.
Well, they may be different from, but they're as dangerous as nuclear energy at a subtle level.
Which is next on our list, Dr. Shuley. Japan. Dr. Shuley and I are going to tell you about Japan. What you're going to hear about what Japan is thinking about is beyond crazy. We're going to tell you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, and we're going to talk about radioactivity, nuclear reactors in Japan. David in Illinois, I'm going to take your call first. Welcome. David, are you there? Hey, David. Well, I have a feel. Okay. David, are you there? All right. I'm going to put you on hold, David. I have a feeling you can hear me, but we cannot hear you. So I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to come back to you, okay? Just stand by. Okay. Dr. Shealy, Fukushima. And in 2011... there was an earthquake off the coast of Japan. For those who haven't found out about this, and this 6.6 magnitude earthquake shook the region, 2011, and there was this resulting tsunami. It swamped the nuclear reactors, and a bunch of them melted down. And these are right on the coast. General Electric style reactors. I can't believe anybody would say, hey, it's a good place to put these reactors right on the coastline of Fukushima, Japan. And the radioactivity has been leaking, and some of it's been captured and put in storage tanks. Dr. Shealy, you want to tell the rest of the story?
Well, of course, the earthquake somehow took over, essentially, the reactors at their nuclear energy facility, and it has been leaking radioactive material in into the ocean ever since then, and they supposedly have been trying to contain it, but now the containers have, they've run out of containers, and they are either asking other countries to take off the waste product or just let it into the ocean. Now, I've been saying since the 1940s or 50s at least, that nuclear energy is the most stupid insanity that was ever created because we have no way of containing it. And now we're getting close to serious problems.
So what we're talking about, class, is the government of Japan is telling the world that they're running out of storage and will run out by 2022, you know, roughly 2 years from now. And they may release this radioactive waste into the ocean. All the world's oceans are interconnected. And the oceans are applying hydraulic pressure against land. So we have ocean water pressing in toward the land, and we have the water in our aquifers pressing outward. Now, let's just fast forward to Florida. In Florida, there are plenty of golf courses. And what the Floridians and the developers have done is they've pumped water out of the underground aquifers that has taken millions of years to get there. And they've pumped a lot of it out, and that left a void. And the seawater came rushing in. So now we have fresh water in Florida that's been contaminated by seawater. In the Commonwealth of Virginia, there was a tsunami. And one of the faculty there measured the static water level in one of the wells. And when the tsunami hit the East Coast, that water rose 100 feet in the well, which tells you absolutely certainly that the ocean and the freshwater supply are connected. So if Japan is going to dump radioactivity into the water, into the ocean, it will end up in all the world's oceans, and it will be pressing inward to the freshwater supply. And some people say, well, who is it that we think we are to tell Japan what to do? They're a sovereign nation. They can do whatever they want. Really? We can allow Japan to threaten the planet with ecocide? Extermination? Dr. Shilley, what would happen medically, in your opinion, if Japan dumped the nuclear waste into the ocean? What do you think would be a chain of
events? Well, ultimately, it will cause widespread death.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Treasury Chief discusses the administration's plans to privatize mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
They were put under government control back during the financial crisis in 2008. Secretary of the Treasury Steve Mnuchin says today,
the first step is we are in the process of negotiating with the FHFA on our current lines, and we expect in the near term we'll have an agreement where we will allow both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to retain their earnings, which will be a significant increase in capital and a step in the right direction.
He was speaking on Fox Business Network. Congress going back to work today after a summer break. The Senate and House to finalize individual budget bills after reaching agreement on a broad two-year spending plan. In the House, Democrats are calling again for impeachment proceedings. This is USA Radio News.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it. Oh,
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
In just a minute. I want to finish up this part about radioactive birth defects. Dr. Shealy, I'd like our class to just go to any search engine and type in radioactive birth defects, and you'll see what we're talking about. Dr. Shealy, you said that this can cause death, right, across the planet?
Well, in the long run, it's inevitable. I mean, remember, in California, there are five nuclear reactors built on or near the San Andreas Fault. which have a 50% chance of a serious earthquake every 30 years. And so, you know, again, I think nuclear energy is the most serious, stupid, ignorant, dangerous, diabolic thing ever produced. Sooner or later, it's going to destroy us.
No question. No question. I have at the farm an article. We used to get the Sunday paper, and there was a magazine called Parade, and it was across the nation. So if you got the big newspaper in the city, you'd get this Parade magazine. And in this Parade magazine was a picture of a baby horse with eight legs. And this was as a result of radioactive exposure. And I'm looking at pictures right now of birth defects as a result of, radiation toxicity. There's a young boy who has one arm, and his legs don't go forward. They go out to the sides. I know that in Rogersville, Missouri, there was a calf born with five legs. One of them came out of it. Four normal style, normal type legs. One leg coming out of his head. If you look, you'll see calves born with two heads as a result of the Chernobyl mutation. There are babies who were born with two heads, two chests, two legs, and two arms. So one half of a baby coming out of the stomach of the other baby. These are horrific, horrific birth defects. Co-joined twins, joined at the chest. Two heads, one larger than the other. Four arms, four legs, one body. These are beyond horrific. So if you like the idea of, you know, having this in your family, then just be pro-nuclear power. The dumbest thing we've ever done. And Dr. Shealy and I are absolutely positively on the same page with this, as we are on most things, if not everything. Imagine building a car and operating it inside a building and knowing that the exhaust from that car, there is no way that you can live with it, no way at all. But yet you're going to use the car inside that building. You know it's going to kill you. There's no way to dispose of the exhaust. It's going to stay inside the building, and yet you continue doing that. We've got calls stacked up. David in Illinois, thank you for your patience. David? David, I cannot hear you. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if your potentiometer's turned up at GCN or what. I'll tell you what, I'm going to put you back on hold, and I'm going to ask our engineer to see if he can fix that. Hold on, and we'll be right back with you. Let's try Deborah in Kentucky. Deborah?
Good morning, Vincent and Dr. Shealy.
Good morning.
Well, howdy. What's up?
Well, my primary focus for one question this morning is, what would be your approach on a holistic view of taking care of Lyme disease?
Okay. At the top of my list, if you get it in the acute stage, I do believe in using antibiotics. If you don't get it within the first month or 6 weeks of developing it, antibiotics are never going to cure it. At that point, or 1 year or however many years later, the only thing that I've found makes a big difference is 20 IVs of vitamin C in a Myers cocktail. Now that, depending upon your weight, may range from 75 to 100 grams of vitamin C with all the other components of a Myers cocktail. But that can make a huge difference in Lyme disease.
How about if we're not sure the time frame? I don't think it would be years, but where would you come from trying holistic and antibiotic? Would that work?
Well, in the early days, of course. And I'm not opposed to trying antibiotics again if you like. But my experience is I've seen so many people who, you know, a year later they finally made the diagnosis. And I don't think it ever cures it when you use antibiotics that late. But the IV vitamin C is the treatment of choice.
But it's worth a shot to I would prefer holistic approach, of course, but if we're just kind of piddling around without optimal results, then the antibiotic would be the second choice.
Right.
Deborah?
Yes.
I have been to Dr. Shuley's clinic. I was really, really, really sick. And I have had a bunch of these Myers cocktails. And I have to tell you, if you go to YouTube and you type in USA Preparers, Vincent Finelli, Dr. Shuley, Myers cocktail, you'll hear my reaction to the Myers cocktail. But in summary, I can tell you it's like the fountain of youth. I've experienced it, and I believe what it did for me was it jump-started my immune system to the point where I was able to begin healing, and I still am healing. And a lung disease is a really tough one, from my experience. I mean, I have firsthand experience what it's like to have scar tissue on my lungs. And it's not from smoking or doing anything stupid. I haven't done anything stupid. But yet, the scar tissue is getting smaller and smaller. So, and I did follow Dr. Shuley's advice with the Myers cocktail. Actually, several of them. And I suggest you consider it from my perspective.
Well, this is for a family member, but I so appreciate you sharing, Vincent, and I'm aware of some of your history because I listen all the time. Myers cocktail is administered intravenously, correct?
Yes.
And we're too far away from Missouri, so I have no idea how to find somebody that...
Where are you?
In Kentucky, but too far away from...
Okay, look on the internet and see if there are any MDs or DOs who list themselves as holistic physicians.
Okay.
The only people who would do this are truly holistic physicians.
All right, thank you so much. It's wonderful to hear you, Dr. Shuley.
Well, thank you, blessings.
Deborah, before you go... I just want to ask Dr. Shuley a question on your behalf. Dr. Shuley, is there any downside risk whatsoever for the Myers cocktail?
Well, if you give it too fast, it does sort of give you the shakes or something. But in general, we've done probably 1,000 of them over the years, and it's very remarkably safe.
Just one quick other question. What would be, I've heard that TESOL can be extremely helpful, but being as we don't know how long we're dealing with in terms of what the time has been to know how advanced it is or what stage it's in, would that be worth a try in addition to what you said already?
I missed what you're asking.
Perfect. TESEL, TEACEL, supposed to be quite remarkable for helping with Lyme?
Well, I've heard of it, but I have to say I don't know enough to answer the question. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'll get off of here so David
Deborah,
can have his spot.
The most important thing that I'd like you to know, if you do decide to go for the Myers cocktail for you, the person you're discussing this about, I think slower is better. So,
yes,
I've had
the die-off would be huge.
For 2 hours, a very slow drip versus a faster drip. The slower
drip. 3 to 4 hours.
And, yeah, it would be great. Great. And the person will be urinating every 10 minutes. And that's normal. But, I mean, it'll be It'll be early and often. But the feeling that you get is quite
almost
impressive.
Like reborn.
So
huh.
I suggest you. Well, after it was over, I.
Okay, thank you.
After I received my first one, I called up our son, and I said, "I'm 20 years younger. I'm coming home and from Springfield, and there's a lot of things I want to do. So get ready." And you
wow.
know that was my reaction from hardly being able to move to I got all this stuff I want to do. Get ready because I'm 20 years younger. That was my reaction.
Thank you for sharing that. Love you both.
I'm not kidding.
Blessings.
Love you too. Deborah, thank you so much for being with us. That was Deborah. Let's try David. David, are you there?
Am I here this time?
Hey, David.
Hello?
You are!
That's amazing. My phone's been
Welcome.
Going down all weekend. So.
Yeah.
Now, I was originally going to mention, make some comments about these kids in the when the video game situation started, but I can comment on this Fukushima. I recently seen a documentary about that. So some journalists went over there, and I don't think Japan's really going to care what they do because they're encouraging people that live there to go back to their homes. They're digging up their own soil by hand and dumping it. But where are they dumping it? Nobody wants to say. They built a school right there in the middle of that place, and they're bussing the kids in. And you see the trees are, which is sad, but these trees are growing, you know, disoriented. You know, you could tell, it's just sad to see the way the trees are growing so rapidly and the way they're growing. It's growing quicker. They compared it to Chernobyl, and the trees are responding and growing this way faster than in Chernobyl. And they're still trying to encourage the people to go back home. You know.
Either they're dead or they're
stupid. When you look at the birth defects. Yeah. David, do you want to hold and briefly mention
sure.
the video games? Because George is on hold. And so if you can say it in about a minute, that'd be great.
Okay.
All right. We'll be back with David in Illinois. He's a USA Prepares instructor. And so is George, and George is on hold as well. Dr. Chili's an instructor, and that's four of us. Me too. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins,
furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. David in Illinois is with us. George is on hold. David, very quickly, video games.
Yeah, back when I was in college in psychology, the video game situation started to come out, and my professor always wanted us to check. They wanted to know if there was a correlation between violence and video games. Now, back then, my opinion was no, because they were shooting at monsters and, you know, cartoon images. Now we graduated today where they're going and these video games are realistic. They're shooting up hospitals. They're shooting up airports. They're driving around running over women with strollers, and they get points. And then the government monitors that. If they do good enough, they want to say, hey, you got a job, you don't have a problem doing this, will you do it for us? And I changed my opinion from back then to now, where I say, yes, I believe there's a correlation between.
Dr. Shealy?
So, well, I think there's a correlation with so many things. You know, we've got, don't forget, in addition to nuclear energy, we've got fluoride and all kinds of other toxins like glyphosate. I mean, everything affects everything. And sooner or later, one or the other is going to overload the system beyond what it is already. Now, my biggest concern actually is if we don't get rid of fluoride, within 20 years there won't be any new babies. That bothers me a lot.
Mm-hmm. Very well said. David, I've got to run. Thank you very much. I appreciate you calling in three times to make it work today. And
all right, bye.
Please call in early and often. Thank you, David.
Bye.
Georgia, New Hampshire, welcome. You're on with Dr. Noam Shealy.
Hi, Dr. Shealy. Hi, Vincent.
Morning.
I just like to weigh in the sense that how this culture got to the place we're in, I think from my studies in Japan, I think they were under the hold of a satanic grip, almost virtually a devil-worshipping cult, and they kept their population down and degraded. Now, like David said earlier, in other words, the games that show these sick, demented clowns, you know, doing things that were kind completely against the norm and the code of any kind of moral behavior on video games exposing children. So in other words, what they wouldn't allow in reality, in terms of digital games, they'd allow things in that would never be permitted. And I what I'm saying is that, in other words, what do they say? The mold of the man is in the mind of a child. I guess what I'm trying to say is that Nintendo, I think the Japanese have been taking revenge on us, or at least I'm not seeing the rank and file Japanese, the ordinary Japanese man or woman. I'm sure there are many, many decent people among them. But that leadership went underground in 1945. And they said they took that code of Bushido and they twisted it. And they made, they trained the young generation that were into, in other words, they twisted that code, because the original Bushido code said that you didn't mistreat an enemy. If you overcame him, you treat them honorably and with respect. And we saw what they did in the prisoner of war camps and to civilians. They were virtually monsters. But again, I guess what I'm trying to say is that if you watch the original movie, The Time Machine, with Rod Taylor, in 1960, it shows the progression of humanity until, with his time machine, he was able to cross the boundaries of time and space. And he reached a point where he found a childlike community that didn't even have the wherewithal that if one of their own were drowning, they'd just sit around, and at most it would just be like something to observe casually while they sat back and did nothing. Dr. Shealy, you've been the victim of that. Vincent, you've been the victim of that. In other words, you're trying to bring a light to mankind, whether it's showing practices of good nutrition and health, or whether it's things that can improve the life of a person and their state. And yet, what did they do invariably? They fall for the false one. And what does it say in the end? It says Christ came in another's name, and they rejected him. They received him not. He says, but in the end, he goes, a man's going to come that's going to come in his own name, and him you're going to accept. And I'm saying is that we see the world being corrupted. It's a corrupted globe. And I'm sorry, I won't go on and on, but I'm just saying is that it's a progression that I see. In 1984, a lot of the children were going to find themselves in fatherless homes, and the mother had to go out to work. So the mother was stuck being the provider, going out into the world, and at the same time, the home life was neglected. Whether it was by choice, whether it was by circumstances, it created a disastrous, and you can see that the harvest is coming in.
George, we're out of time. Dr. Shealy, any quick comments?
Well, all I can say is pray that some kind of sanity occurs on Earth.
Yes. George, Dr. Shealy, thank you so much for being with us. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next? It's up to you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.